Well, Chief Cordero, thanks for speaking to me. I appreciate the time.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. It's a pleasure.
Well, I just wanted to start off by asking you sort of a general question about what your overall vision is for the department as you come into the chief's role and, you know, going forward, what you see as the overall outlook for the department.
One of my main goals is to continue to build the relationship between the community and the police department, that the community will recognize and perceive the police department as part of the community, and the officers themselves will see themselves as members of the community. So at the end of the day, the difference between the community, the police officers, is the uniform or the badge that we carry. Other than that, the perception on both ends would be very similar, that we're all in this together. We are one community.
Now, I want to talk about one of the more serious issues that we've seen in the city, and we've done some reporting on this as well, and that, of course, is the issue of opiate addiction, and specifically those who overdose behind the wheel. And I know that there's now a new policy, I guess you'd call it, where you folks are going to be able to press charges now. How did that come about, and, you know, what was the thinking behind that?
It's such a powerful drug that completely you get addicted, literally, with the first time experimentation with it. You know, chasing that high, it's horrific. And with the fentanyl that's been laced with the heroin, it's what's causing all our overdoses and our use of nasal Narcan. Now, I haven't said all that, and as sympathetic as I am for the addicts and their families, at the same time, we have a role of public safety, and that's trying to hold the community as a whole safe, right, and free from injury and, you know, violence, et cetera. So we cannot allow, any more than we can allow a drunk driver, someone's under the intoxication of alcohol, to be under the intoxication of heroin, to drive behind the wheel. And when they do, there has to be some consequences. The law calls for it, and I think we're obligated legally, but also morally, to enforce that law to ensure and maximize the safety for our citizens.
And of course, the ultimate objective in something like that is to get a person who's doing that kind of behavior into treatment. And do you think that this is kind of a tough love approach that might lead to that a little bit more readily than perhaps if you weren't doing that?
Absolutely, Brian. No, I've said it many times. We're not going to arrest our way out of addiction. And we're not really interested in incarcerating addicts. Our interest in arresting addicts is getting them to the court system, get them into the system so maybe the system can get them into rehab or force them into rehab.
Another big problem here in the city is the problem of the synthetic drugs that we see sold in convenience stores. And I know that just about a week or so ago, there was a news conference where you're cracking down on that. What can you tell me is going on there?
You're very excited about that. You know, our health director with some city councils in the mayor's office spearheaded that initiative, which I completely support, you know, for, you know, the K2 and a synthetic marijuana, if you will, that's been sold in the convenience stores, which is addictive. And in many cases, the symptoms that are caused through addiction are very horrific, you know, from hallucinations to suicidal ideations to near death, in some cases even fatal. I'm excited about it. We're going to get them off the shelves in New Bedford. But we still have our abutting communities that any of our residents can just within 5 minutes be in Dartmouth or Fairhaven. So I would say to those communities to also adopt a similar ordinance, or the state even, to legislate on a statewide level.
Just lastly, this has been a really tough summer, as I'm sure I don't need to tell you, with respect to police in general. You know, we've had the horrific shootings in Dallas and then Baton Rouge, and I understand also that the people here in New Bedford have been very responsive to you, your department, after these recent events, and I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how that has affected your guys and you personally.
You know, right after, you know, what happened in Dallas, I came in to work that morning. It was about 7 in the morning when I got to work, and that's when I got up on my computer and I seen the news. I said, wow, this is just incredible. And then immediately we started getting phone calls, emails here, people coming in with cards to the station, not only headquarters, but our uniform divisions, our bureaus. It's been wonderful support that we've seen in the city of New Bedford, and I'm very grateful, and as well as the men and women on the police department. They tell me they get stopped many times while they're on a traffic detail, working, directing traffic. People are coming up to them and just thanking them for their service, asking them to be safe, saying they're praying for them. It's a great city here.
Chief Cordero, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it, and Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much for having me.